I am Ken Geese, pastor of Valley Alliance Church in Nellaston, New York, your Mars Hill pastor for the day. I have been thinking a lot about Jesus coming to earth, how he was born with a one-way ticket to the cross, how the whole Bible is a panoramic account of God at work to provide a solution to the sticky dilemma of our sin nature. I look at how fast paradise was destroyed and how slow the process of recovery is. I consider Genesis 22, which recounts Abraham preparing to sacrifice Isaac, the son of promise, and how Isaac asked Abraham where the sacrificial lamb was. Abraham prophetically said that God would provide a lamb for the sacrifice, and of course God did then and there for them, and centuries later provided Jesus as a sacrifice for all people at the crucifixion. I want to look in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. What an amazing thought. Imagine your words taking on physical form. In Genesis 1, we read about God speaking physical things into existence. And back in John chapter 1, verse 1, we see the Word was God and was with God. God, the Word, became flesh. He came into our world. He experienced our experiences. He felt our emotions. He became one of us. But not quite one of us, because he never actually sinned. But he was in a human envelope, just like us. How can that even happen? Frankly, this is one of those points where I am content to enjoy the mystery of it all. But the point remains, Jesus came in a human body and never sinned. And John affirms this in 1 John chapter 4. And this is so important. Without Jesus' bodily presence and his sinlessness, Abraham's assertion that God would provide a lamb would be an empty hope. Instead, it is a fulfilled reality. As we head into Easter weekend, remember, a real man faced a real death for our real sin. Yet his real sacrifice was not a dead end. It was a real beginning because of his real resurrection. And because of that, we have real forgiveness and real life. And through the power of God, we have the opportunity for the Word, Jesus, to become real in us. As Paul said in Colossians 1, Christ within you, the hope of glory. So let's keep getting real and let the Word become flesh in us. I am Ken Geese, pastor of Valley Alliance Church in Nellaston, New York, your Mars Hill pastor for the day.